Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Fitness Solution. On today's episode, I sit down and talk to a lovely lady from Romania, but she now lives in Chicago, and her name's Betty Red. We connected over a social media video. She put up a video of her being sort of weight stigmatized in a gym where she trains, all because she set up a tripod and she was filming herself doing some jump roping. And it's hit something silly like 6.7 million views on TikTok. And I duetted the video just to emphasize my support for Betty and her right to enjoy what she's doing, irrespective of her body size. And I really wanted to talk to Betty about what body positivity means to her, how she managed to find the confidence to do what she does in the world of fitness, which can be a very tough environment for some people who are plus size or higher weight. And I just wanted to have a really lovely chat with her, support her, and let her get her story out. Now, I know I said that I'm trying to move away from interviews and having guest speakers and things like that on The Fitness Solution, but in truth, there's some conversations that are too important to be ignored. And this is one of those conversations. Now, I think it's a bit slow to get started, but when it does, Betty goes into some amazing stories about her life. She talks all about how moving away from certain goals helped her find herself, helped her find her confidence, helped her find her self-esteem. And I think it's a really valuable lesson that we can all learn from. So I really, really hope you enjoy this episode. In the show notes, I'm going to link to the TikTok video that I duetted. So my TikTok, and I'll also link you to Betty's Instagram profile so you can check her out and give her some support as well. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoy the show. And without any further ado, let's hand over to myself and Betty. Hello, and welcome to The Fitness Solution. On this week, I have a fantastic human being to bring you. It's a delight to be able to talk to her. I'm here on the Gold Coast in Australia, and she is in Chicago. And it's well past, if I was in Chicago right now, it's well past my bedtime. I'm glad it's not past hers because she's here to talk to us. Her name is Betty Red, and we connected over a TikTok video, which I duetted, which was really lovely to connect via that way. And we've been chatting ever since, and she agreed to come on and talk all about body positivity, fitness, the health at every size movement, and all these amazing things that she's a wonderful, wonderful ambassador for. And she has a wise head on her for such young shoulders in terms of this field and things. So Betty, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. I'm Betty. Nice to meet y'all.
And well, it's lovely to meet you too. And thanks so much for jumping on. It really does mean an awful lot.
Of course, you are a very lovely man. I'm very honored to talk to you.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. So we're going to get into everything, like that video that blew up on. How many views has it got on TikTok now? 5 million?
6.9, almost 7 million.
Ooh. Wow! And it's a terrible video. Like the topic of it is terrible, but. The way you dealt with it and everything was really admirable and beautiful. So we'll get into that. But first of all, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what you do, and everything else, because it's an interesting story. I've known you maybe 4 or 5 days, and I'm fascinated. So I'm sure everyone who's listening will be as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, as you said, my name is Betty Red, which is funny, it's not my real name, but that's another story. Anyways, I'm originally from Romania. I moved in Chicago, like I told you. Tomorrow's going to be 9 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So actually, it was a great transition for me because I moved right into high school. So, you know, it's kind of like a nice merge in.
Why did you move from Romania to Chicago?
Just my mom's family was here, so we decided to like join her family.
Yeah, okay.
Which was great. Yeah, it was a bit hard because I didn't speak English. So throughout high school, I had 0 friends, so I was always a loner. So I mean, I was used to it, so I didn't really care, which was funny because like back in Romania, you're from Europe, so you know how the competition is there. Like,
people
are super smart, and unless you're top of the top, there's no chance you're gonna make it there. Anyways, I wasn't very bright there because we're gonna get into all this body positivity. But you know, in order for me to like get bullied throughout middle school, I became the class clown. So I was on very studious and very
right.
on top of my grades. So I was the class clown. So you know, you don't make fun of my body, you make fun of my jokes and things like that.
Yeah.
So like it hit me when I, because very very early in your life they make you decide what you want to do in life. So. Yep. Yeah, I was like, I was just finished 8th grade, and I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. So it's a great transition for me because I could start over, fresh start.
Yeah. Oh, lovely!
I was like an A+ student. I was doing my work. I was like, it was great for me. So I'm very thankful to be here. Yeah. So and then, yeah, now I'm going to DePaul University to study accounting.
Amazing.
I am actually, but as a side job, I am a nanny and a housekeeper, you know.
Oh, wow.
Keeping the family tradition of cleaning houses. Yeah, so.
Do you like that family tradition?
I like the cleaning part. I'm not a fan of being a nanny.
Fair enough. And how old are you, Betty?
I am 24.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's cool. So, and how long have you lived? You've 9 years. You said that, didn't you? You've been in Chicago for 9 years. Yeah, I mean, in terms of like the loneliness and in terms of moving countries and things like that, like I totally get that. Like, I mean, I moved at 34 years old, like literally 6 months ago, I moved from London to here on the Gold Coast.
And oh, really?
Yeah. That's and nice. It's lovely, but all of my friends are kind of like you on Zoom and on social media now, it kind of feels like yeah. I'm slowly building up a network here, but it's slow.
Do you make any friends yet?
Yeah, like, you know, it's slow. People are busy with their lives and I'm busy with mine. My fiance is busy with her work and stuff. So, but I do understand it. Like it's daunting moving to another country. I was really scared. I had a lot of imposter syndrome here. I was worried I wouldn't fit in. Much of all the kind of scars from my past, being bullied as a kid at high school and things, they kind of all came back to me and things like that. So yeah, so I know how that feels. So you did very well to overcome that. What, when you was 15, 16 years old? That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be alone than bullied, so.
That is I've never heard someone say that before, but that's a really, really, really awesome phrase, actually. When I think back to my life, I think I didn't realize that young enough when I was in secondary school. If I had realized that sooner, I probably would have had a much happier childhood as well. Especially at school, I'd prefer to be lonely than bullied. How interesting. Wow. So you're already blowing my mind, Betty. So you run like a fitness blog. I know you're at school, you're going to uni and everything else, but you run a massive fitness blog on Instagram and TikTok. And how did you get into fitness? What happened there? How did all of that start? What's going on there?
Oh, perfect. Because, you know, that's the story I was going to tell you before. It's called.
Great.
That's a great question, Adam.
Thank you.
Okay, so actually I started into fitness because, you know, I'm like all over the place because I just want to say everything all at once.
Say everything. Don't worry about it.
It makes sense in my head altogether. But like, okay, so I initially started to, my first time I joined fitness, I was 16, 17. I used to go, that's when I got first introduced to the gym. And I went with my aunt. I lost 20 pounds. And sorry.
That's okay. So let's just tell the listeners quickly, because I wonder what these pauses are. So Betty is recording this in a bedroom with her sister, and her sister's asleep. How old's your sister?
She's 9. That's why.
She's 9.
If she was like old, I wouldn't care. But
bless her. And she's out for the count. And so we're trying to be very quiet so that we don't wake up the sister. So. Wish us luck.
It was my
fault
because I thought my Sunday and I would have planned to sleep somewhere else. It was, no, I'm explaining to them why.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy being literally on the other sides of the world. Like we almost couldn't be further apart.
Yeah. Like you're basically in time traveling.
I know, don't, for me. It blows my mind. Like, I know, if I was to travel to Chicago or America, I'd be like, am I losing a day of my life? Am I going back into the future? Like, I feel like Michael J. Fox. I just don't get it. I don't even want to figure it out. You went to the gym with your auntie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was like, so we go to school 7 a.m. because that's, for some reason, they start very early school here.
They do.
And then I was actually part of a badminton team for like spring season. So I was at school from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then would go home, probably eat, mostly like not. I was like, my relationship with food was very bad that time because I literally goes for weeks without eating, you know,
wow,
just because I wanted to lose weight. And then after that, drop all my stuff, change into gym clothes, go with my aunt for like an hour and a half to the gym to train me for 30 minutes and do like random exercise. I have like no idea. Cool. It's just like, what I liked about that gym was like a section just for women. So it's very comfortable there. And they had like all these equipment. So I did like each equipment they have there and call it a day. So I lost the 20 pounds, but after 20 pounds, like I still like went for 6 months and like not even like 1 gram of pound would I shred. Now we're doing the same thing and still not eating and doing the same work. So I guess my body just like got used to that being the norm. So it's like stuck there, but I didn't know that at the time. So I just give up and then I gained like 4 times the weight I lost. So I'm like,
So it was like a proper binge restrict cycle.
Yeah, it was very crazy. And then I got into my old habits of eating. I was like, screw this, nothing works. So I'm going to go to my just eating and do nothing.
Yeah.
And actually, then in my senior year, I even quit the badminton team. So I wasn't doing like anything. And then I graduated, and then after my senior year in, let's say, June, I started back at the gym. Okay, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to be dedicated, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So again, I started with the same thing, like treadmill for like 30 minutes, 40, an hour, and some like random ab exercises. Get the nerves. And but I don't know, like I have like this gap in my life, just I don't know what happened between this and what I'm doing now. I don't know what clicked exactly that I decided not to, like I don't know how I got into, well actually I do know, I can actually join Instagram and I've seen all these like squats when I joined Instagram, squats were a thing, everybody was doing squats and abs and blah blah. So that's actually how I got into like weight training.
Okay.
And I bought some like booty guides and things like that. So that's kind of got into it. And then I found a fellow Romanian actually. She's also plus size. And I've seen her like doing like modeling things. That kind of made me start my Instagram. I think that's how I went. I'm not 100% sure.
That's okay.
So I kind of wanted to do, I was like, oh, I want to be a plus size model. That's why I wanted to stay like plus size.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started like if you look at the beginning of my page, you can see like random selfies and random pictures.
Yeah.
And the way I got famous, so to speak, to like my first 10K, it was like, obviously I kind of like, not that I had ass, as you know, but I kind of made it bigger, and I had all, you know, like these booty. There used to be some booty pages and like, you know, over sexualizing woman pages, and so I got a lot of shout outs from that. So I got a massive like follow of men. So like, wait, that's not what I was trying to do. Like, to be a model, not to be sexualized and like all these things, you know?
Yeah.
So from that, I was like, okay, I'm seeing this not doesn't work, and I'm joining the wrong audience. So I was like, I've seen all these fitness pages, all these fitness girls doing their workouts, blah, blah. I was like, I don't see anybody like me. So let me do it, you know.
Absolutely.
Change the scenario and change my page, see if that works. At the beginning, it didn't really work. But I was like, I work out. It doesn't kill me to record it. So might as well do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the way I kind of like, so from like no followers to 10K, that took me about not long because of the pages and the shout outs. But from 10K to like 20K, that was all my hard work. That lasted me 3 years or more, just getting 10K followers.
Yep.
Like supportive followers, like, I guess. But I think if I was like, I like it, even if it helps one person, I'm still going to do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mindset. And then I kept pushing and I started, the thing I've seen that change, I started posting daily workouts and things like that. So I'm like social media hacks and whatever. And then eventually I got to 30K and then I got sponsored by Women's Best, which that helped me because they gave me a shout out, like a fitness page, give me a shout out. They have over, I think, 5 million followers. Wow. So that blew me up to 50K.
Wow.
So, and then we hit quarantine. So I was like, okay, it's on the one now. Can you work at the gym? I don't really like to work out at home, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So I started doing like daily home workouts and that blew because everybody was panicking. Everybody was looking for workouts.
Yeah.
So I was bringing daily workouts, daily stuff, and that took me from 50K to 100. So that's how kind of it blew up.
Just developed from there. So how do you feel? Like, how did you find that confidence? Because, I mean, you might just be a naturally confident person if you are, then. Props to you. That's amazing. But were you ever, like, not scared, but were you ever a bit concerned about trying to, like, putting on daily workouts as a plus size, like, influencer, as it were, as someone who is in a higher weight body? Like, as someone doing that, did you think, I could get a lot of backlash, I could get a lot of hate? I don't want to do this. And if you did, how did you handle that? Or did it just never enter your mind?
Well, that's what I was going to say. The reason I want to lose weight, like, I was bullied, like, by my family and still am to this day about losing weight and being fat and all this stuff. So, you know, once you get bullied by your family, you get used to it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to get used to it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I mean. Like, you ignore it. And if you ignore it, like, they're going to call you fat, and then you ignore it, then they're not going to keep calling you fat.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, she's not listening, whatever. They just, yeah. I don't know, at this point, it's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, at this point, they're just teasing because, you know, they still try to get to me, but yeah.
My mom used to always say to me, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And she's true. It's right. Yeah, I'll always remember that. My mom used to say it to me all the time. It used to be nicknamed Rain Cloud because I'm so tall, and I used to cry a lot when I was at school because I was bullied so much. And she used to say it to me every day.
Can you explain to me why you were bullied? Like, I don't.
I was just bullied because I'm a bit geeky. My ears are big. I'm tall. I'm long. I'm a bit thin. I'm a bit skinny. I wasn't very strong as a kid. And so people used to pick on me. I used to get bullied all the time. I'm also an actor, and people used to think that was a bit strange, and they couldn't really understand it. So they used to take the mickey out of me for that. I'm just one of those guys. I'm an easy target. I'm just a very easy target. I'm confident. I'll say, you know, I'll happily put myself out there. I'll talk to people. I'll do things. I'll try and play football. I'll try and play sport and everything else. And so people, I'm an easy target to cut down, you know? And so they did.
That's the point, like, of like why I do this, because like you would never satisfy this society. You're tall and skinny, people will bully me. I'm short and fat, people will bully me. Like, there's no between. There's like, no perfect. Cares?
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, if you're gonna bully me for being the way I am, if we're gonna bully you for being the way you are, why don't we just stop bullying? Full stop.
Yeah.
Like, that would just make everything so much easier, wouldn't it?
Exactly. But,
you know what is it? You ever heard the phrase "hurt people hurt people"?
Yes. Exactly. There we go.
And that's all it comes down to. And when you can understand that, it gets a lot easier. It gets a lot easier. So should we talk about that video?
Oh, wait, let me go back to that question you're asking, because we kind of drifted up from that. So, I wasn't never confident because, so I have two older sisters. My problem, the only thing I'm not confident is like when it comes to men, you know, like, so that was kind of my insecurity always, because I feel like men and fat girls are not very intertwined. So that's why. But my mom always tells me, oh, you need to lose weight in order to get married. Nobody's going to want you if you're fat. Blah. So that was always my, you know, insecurity. So that was like the first reason I wanted to lose weight.
Right.
Which kind of like, I was like, wait, hold on. I'm going to change for you, but you're not going to do anything for me. Like, no. If you don't want me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. So, you know.
What a phrase. Yes, I love that. An empowered woman. Yes. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's good.
So I have my oldest, but second oldest sister. Now we're like best friends. But before, I mean, I was always like admiring her. But she was always the skinny, pretty girl that all the boys wanted. So that was like a massive insecurity for me, you know. So, I mean, I never told her this. I mean, and then when I found out that in her own way, she was insecure herself and she didn't see the things I seen. So I was like, that kind of like opened up a thing. Like, I was like, wait a minute, you know, everybody has their insecurity and nobody's perfect, you know. Just because you see somebody perfect, they don't see themselves perfect, you know. So that's why we stop comparing to each other, you know, because you don't know what the other person is going through. And you know. And I just come to the conclusion that the way you look is not, shouldn't define you. That's why I was like, I stopped putting pressure on, like the way I look and start like, stop letting people get to me, you know?
Yeah.
So no, I wasn't that always confident, but when I started doing those workouts, I was already at that point in my mind where I was like, I don't care, you know? So. Yeah.
And so how did you kind of flick that switch? Because there'll be people listening to this, I know there will be, who are like, well, it's easy for her to say because, you know, I want to be like that, but I just can't be. Like, I just can't do that. And would you say it was because I think I know the answer. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'd say, was it because you was actively doing something positive? You was actively creating something. You was actively doing something that was good for you physically, and then you was also inspired to do that for something else as well, i.e. your Instagram page. And therefore, is that how you found the confidence with which to do it? By just kind of getting over that first initial hump, and then you started to just enjoy the process of doing it without necessarily worrying about everything else that might come with it? Or was there something else?
Actually, what kept me going was me posting it, and kind of like that was kind of what's that word?
That's okay.
My accountability. There you go.
Right. Yes.
So, like, I kind of got in my own head. If I don't do it, then people would think, oh, she's quitting. She's like, blah, blah, blah. So I got in the other extreme of where trying to please people in different ways.
Yeah, like, but, you're not gonna give up. You're not gonna give up. Yeah.
But the first, you just, you know, I was reading, because like I said, my like insecurity is like the dating side of your life. So I was reading this book, Men Don't Love Women Like You, and it kind of like hit me. That book is like not trying to like tell you what to do to like get a man, but it's like going into your soul to like in like to your person to like shine, to radiate what's inside. Like, I know this is like cringy to say, but like it's so true. Like, you like express how you feel inside, you radiant on the outside no matter how you look like.
Yep.
So I was like I laid my personality, because I'm loud and funny and I'm trying to be outgoing. I mean, I'm very introvert, but I'm trying to be outgoing. So, like, I let the thought of people, like, whatever they think of me, and I'm feeling loud, if I laugh loud, if I'm funny, if I'm not, if I'm annoying, I don't care. You know, I just have to stick to that. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm trying to, like, not let the body define me. Just forget your fat. Just, I look at myself. I look in the mirror, I don't see like a fat body, I see myself, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Like,
I get that.
And like, I see like the way I want to be seen. Like, even if I do have a stomach and fat arms and whatever, yes, it's there. I'm not like being, I'm not trying to be blind about it and not saying, oh, God, I'm skinny, you know? Like,
yep.
But I want to, like, I look at myself, I want others see me. Like, I have these curves. I'm like,
I love that.
I don't know, like, you know,
I look at I'm myself trying to, like, how I want others to see me. I think that's fantastic. I think that's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah, so if you basically, like, fake it till you make it. Yeah. Like,
and I think you have to love yourself in order to let other people love you, right? I don't think you can, I don't think other people can love you if you hate yourself. And,
exactly.
And I think it makes it a lot harder for them, because then there's two, then you have, in that situation, you have two people who are suffering, right? But if you can heal yourself, and if you can see what you want to see out of yourself, then it will allow other people to see that as well. And I think that's really what confidence is, right?
And when it comes to like you said, why make two people suffer? Like, make yourself happy. If that person sees you the way they want to see you, like, cut that person out. You don't need that, like, negativity, and you don't need, okay, if you see me fat, okay, you can go. Like, nobody's going to make you stay here. That's your problem.
Would you say losing the goal and not focusing on and trying to not, and not worrying, basically, about trying to lose weight, would you say it made that easier for you? Would you say it made it easier for you to start seeing yourself how you wanted to see yourself, because you didn't constantly see yourself in the shadow of someone who's trying to lose weight? Or would you say you would have got there anyway?
No, I think if I kept pressuring myself to lose weight, I would always find flaws in me to pick at it.
Yep.
So I stopped, like, focusing on lose. If I lose weight, good, whatever. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I don't care if I'm fat, I'm skinny, I will always see myself like this.
Yeah. So what is now your goal? Like, in the gym, say, what would you say your goal is? Do you have one or not really? Because there'll be people listening to this that are like, if I'm not trying to lose weight, then what's the point of me trying to do anything?
Well, I like to stay active. It's a hobby. I like to work out. I just, at this point, I've seen, actually this year after quarantine, when I went back to the gym, I actually pick up heavier weights, and I wouldn't even pick up a 45 dumbbell. Not a dumbbell, like a barbell, like those. Yeah. I would never pick those before. Like, because I said, oh, I can do it. And then I tried. I was like, let me try, you know, like, really try. Yeah, like, right. Whoa, you know, I can do that. Like, at this point, I'm like, my biggest goal right now is like to be able to do like a body weight pull up.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, like, I have like a very weak upper body, so yeah.
Well, everyone has a weaker upper body compared to the lower body, right? Because our arms
and no, but chest... mine is very like under, like, very weak.
Yeah, but I think that's probably because you are comparing it to what you can do with your legs, and I think a lot of people are like that. But the size of your bicep is so much smaller than the size of your quadricep or your hamstring, right?
Well, actually, my, like, size of my bicep and while my bicep can pull, it's not the same.
So I love that. You gave up the goal of trying to lose weight, and you kind of embraced this goal of just getting confident and strong. Like, people who listen to this will hear me say strong and confident all the time. Like, it's the name of my coaching program for a reason, because, like, that is the release. That is where you go. You don't, losing weight will not make you feel confident, and it might make you feel strong, but losing weight doesn't make you happy. But doing something productive will make you happy. Being active will make you happy. I saw you commented on my TikTok video the other day that was like, living an active lifestyle is more important than living in a smaller body. And I was like, give me a hell yeah if you agree. And I saw you. Thanks for the comment. But yeah, it's so true, isn't it?
Of course. I'm here to support you.
Oh, you're so actually, sweet.
Well, you know what I realized? I did lose the 20 pounds. I still seen myself because I had like zero confidence because I thought I need to be skinny to be pretty and
be happy.
To be accepted and blah, blah, blah. Man, but I lost that weight. I still see myself the same way, like 20 pounds lighter, still the same now. I'm like almost 100 pounds more than when I lost weight.
Okay.
But I'm way happy and I'm way confident. I'm way... Like, it's weird, but, you know, like...
I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, you need to, like, unless you find yourself and, like, you as a person, like, stop your body define you, you will never be happy. Yep. Like, if you're size 0 or size 16, it doesn't matter.
It's so true. And I know I've never lived in a higher weight body, right? I never have.
But in your own experience, you live in the opposite.
That's what I was about to say. But if all I ever focused on was how weak I am, like if all I ever focused on, because that's like the big hang up of me, because from school, I used to have all these bullies that used to always say to me, you can't beat anyone up in school. You always cry. You're such a wuss, all this kind of stuff, right? And if I only ever focused on what I couldn't do, if I only ever focused on the weight that I couldn't lift, I'd never actually take stock and be proud of the weight that I can lift.
Yes. 100% agree with that. And actually, look, I seen like man grabbing. I was like, some at the beginning, I was like, I get mad because I only can lift so much. And when I see like men lifting the same as me, I was like, for a second there, I was like, I need that weight, you know, like grab one, you're a man, you know? But then I was like, wait a minute. I don't know his story. I don't know what his goals are. I don't know. Like, that's a good first step of like him grabbing that weight and doing something, you know?
Yep.
Like, I have my brother, he's very skinny and he loves it. Like, that's his goal and that's what he wants from his life. Good for him. So obviously he's not going to go like bench press 300 pounds if he's only like 160. Like, it's not my business. Like, I see women are like looking at men like that lift like lighter, or even men in general, they feel like so judged when they pick up 15 pounds instead of 30. No, so I'm like, no, man.
It's also not relative because the length of my arms and the length of my limbs. Like, if you was to condense me and put me into like somebody who's 5'4", I'd probably be able to lift as much as they can. But because my limbs are so much longer, I have to move so much further to complete a lift. So it's a lot harder for me. So lifting 60 kilos in a bench press, not that I can do that. I think I can do like about 45, 50. The fact I can do that is relative to somebody who is probably a foot shorter than me. It's relative to them doing maybe 70, 80 kilos, you know? And so, and it's that nuance that when you're bullied, when you're in that situation where you're only focusing on what you can't do, you don't see the gray in between. You only see life as black and white, as I must be able to do this in order to be happy, as opposed to seeing really the scope that's in the middle.
Agreed.
Yeah. What a lovely chat. You're very, very, I'm very impressed with you, Betty. So let's talk about 6.4 million people have seen.
It's almost 1 a.m.
So, I know, you're doing very, I know, you're very impressive.
No, actually,
I wouldn't be this alert at 1 a.m., I can assure you that. But I'm an old man.
No, but at this, I'm in my thoughts anyway, so I'm like review my life and what I'm thinking, like deep in, like, if you weren't here, I was probably crying. I would probably cry, like, oh, you know, always find something to like pick at it sometimes. But I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, girl, just go to bed. Stop.
Just go to bed. Just go to bed. Right. So
actually, let me tell you something. Sorry, one second.
No, that's fine.
I want to say something about this. You know, when you're confident, everybody has those days where it's just like something about them. They're confident. Like, even if it's like once in your lifetime, you feel confident. You have a pretty dress on. You have a nice suit on or whatever. Something that makes you confident. But then when I was like trying to pick at it, like, oh, I'm so ugly. Nobody, like, I let like some, like my mom's opinion of like me not getting married get to me. And like, oh, actually, maybe she's right. That's why I don't have somebody, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I'm the same person that was confident yesterday. So why today am I picking at these things? I still look the same I did yesterday. You know, so that's what I was like hitting, like, okay, thoughts do change the way you feel about yourself.
Of course they do. But then,
like,
the important thing to remember there is that thoughts are just things. So thoughts always pass. All right. Thoughts are only important if we choose to attach importance to them.
Mm-hmm. So by the time you wake up tomorrow, you don't even like, why did I cry yesterday?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So I would say as well, going to bed very late at night probably isn't good for that.
That's my life.
Well, I'm very glad you're on the podcast. So let's breeze past that.
Okay, never mind. You're good. That's you're up. You're good. Actually, it's good for you.
So 6.3 million people.
6.9.
Okay, don't show off. So let's talk about it, okay? Because what I'll do is I'll tell you what I saw. Because I think I saw it. I came a bit late to the day because you reposted it with the person blocked out because there was a reflection of them in the mirror, right?
No, actually, the person blocked, that's the first post. The second one was I took it off when people pressured me, like, show her.
Right, okay, cool. So what I saw was you were in a studio in front of a mirror. Am I right or not?
Yeah, no, my bad.
Okay, cool. Everything okay? Cool.
Yeah.
You was in a studio in front of a mirror getting ready to film something for whatever.
Mm-hmm. I was actually start job roping, but my hair kept bot. That's why I was like, fix my hair because it was in a clamp, so that doesn't stick. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And then you was about to record something, and then two or three other girls came in. And
no, okay, so
was it one girl?
No, just one girl. So let me tell you how it was. Okay, so that's like, so this is a gym. I don't know how gyms are in Australia.
Yeah, no, they're
like
the other same. Gyms. It was just a studio, wasn't it, in the gym?
So it's the gym, and then there's like a studio where usually keep classes, like dance classes or yoga or whatever.
Yep.
Okay, so those lights are usually open unless they're doing yoga, so they have to be on. Okay, so when I walked in, she was already there, so that's
right. Okay,
but she was like lying down. I wasn't really paying attention, but she was on her phone. Mm-hmm. So the lights were half off, so you can like split the studio in two. They're not even two, it's just like more dim. So I was like, okay, you're not on the phone. Usually, like I was in that situation where I was like turning off the lights because I don't want people to see me. But like she was on her phone doing anything. So I turned on the lights because they were already open. Unless it was pitch black, I was going to ask, oh, hey, can I open? But I was like, she's on the phone, she doesn't care. So I turned on the lights. And then I went to like put my stuff down. She gave me like the weirdest, like dead stare, like I ever seen. I was like, I was like shocked for a second. I was like, and I smiled at her. I was like, no.
Yeah.
If the light bother you that I open it, it's like, can you turn? Yeah. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like the lights are supposed to be open.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to, I wasn't going to be like, no, they're supposed to be open. I'd be like, mean about it. I was like, oh, okay, sorry, you know. But she was on her phone, and she didn't say anything. So I'm like, okay. No, so I proceeded to like take out my stuff out. So I wasn't recording at this point when she gave me the dead stare. So I'm assuming it's because of the lights, but I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe it's just because. So, and then I proceeded to take out my stuff, and then I took out the tripod. And when I took out the tripod again, she like was looking at me with like these dead stare.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get my rope, and then I start recording. I put the tripod on, and I went there to like start jump roping. And I had my headphones in, but like as I was jumping, they kept falling off. So I was like, I'm gonna take it off. And like, if you hear in the background, there was like a show playing. It's like I'm watching a show. It's like distract myself because it's like cardio isn't my thing. So it's like I need something to distract me. Yeah. So I took it off and I proceeded to like I was having a really bad day. Not day as in like I couldn't jump for some reason.
Yeah.
So like I kept me a thing up and like and I was using the hair excuse to like why I was jumping right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like as I proceed to like fix my hair, she then looks up and like starts that conversation out of nowhere.
Yeah. And the conversation was along the lines of, what are you doing? And you said, and you responded with, I'm setting up a video for my blog. And she
I turned my head like so slowly. I was like, am I gonna be mean? Am I gonna be nice? I'm gonna be mean. From the first step I took in that studio, she was looking at me she was giving me dirty looks from the first time I stepped in. So I was like, or you already like were like so mean with me just by the way you stare at me and like looking down on me.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I think she was trying to have a fight with me, so I'm just gonna like be nice about it.
Mm.
And that's why I was like, I looked at her, she's like, are you recording yourself? So I'm like, yeah. Well, why? That's why I didn't do anything. I was like, why not, you know? I was kind of giving her an attitude, like, what's the problem? But I didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to sit there and explain to her that I have 500,000 followers on my Instagram and I post workouts and they care and blah, blah, blah. And like try to justify myself.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to justify.
That's why I say blog. Like people don't usually use blogs anymore. It's very rare.
Yeah.
That's why I say blog. Like it's under vlog, Instagram, TikTok, or like whatever.
Yeah.
That's why it's like blog. And I was like, oh, uh-huh. I'm like, okay.
And then did she just walk out or did she say anything else?
No, so she was like, she was almost done by the time I walked in. I guess she was sitting there and then she proceeded to like, she left, she proceeded to like put her weights away. She grabbed her phone and it's like, well, have fun, and then walked out.
Right, okay.
Like, so
she was just being really condescending towards you, as in,
yeah, she was leaving like either way.
And you, did you feel like she was basically saying, why is someone like you recording anything for fitness? Yeah
that's why I posted it, because.
And how did that make you feel?
Nothing. I like at this point in my life I don't care what people think.
Okay. And what was the response you got when you posted it?
Well, actually I first posted it on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
I don't post those on my like feed or anything.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody was like, what a bitch, what a the same kind of thing. And then I was like, again, I was like, let me post on TikTok. These things, so people always post this on TikTok, so let me post it. And I cover it for a reason, like, because like a lot of people justify it with, oh, she didn't want to be in the video, but she really wasn't, like. So I was here, and I don't know if you've seen the racks.
Then, it doesn't matter if you covered her over, you covered her over, right? So like,
yeah, she might, no, but like people,
whether the video was on or not, she shouldn't have behaved that way. She has no right to condescend you just because you're recording something for fitness.
Yeah. And if the recording was a problem for her, that she think, like, there's no way she would have known I was recording her because she was around the corner. Irrelevant.
It doesn't matter whether she's being recorded or not. It's like saying we shouldn't be racist for as long as there's not a camera on it. Like, you know, like, it's okay to be racist if there's not a camera on us, but the second there is a camera on us, if we knew there was a camera on us, we wouldn't be racist anymore. It's not good enough. We just shouldn't be racist. So it's exactly the same policy on that. And
no, but yeah, but I'm saying like people thought that she was mean to me because she was recorded. Being the video.
Like, but I mean, we're always on camera in this day and age, especially in a gym. Everyone knows what's going on, and if she didn't want to be in it, she'd just say, would you mind waiting until I've left? Like, there's easier ways to deal with it. Yeah,
but again, she wouldn't know because she was around the corner, so there's no way. If my camera is facing me this way, like at this angle, and she's here shot.
Yeah,
how, you know, that that wasn't the problem.
So have you experienced stuff like that before in the fitness industry?
No, I don't, like, not personally, that somebody would actually come up to me. No, maybe because I have that I'm very like
plain
in the gym. Don't talk to me. Serious like
face.
I would go through it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think people would like approach me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But that's what I mean. Like people that know what it takes to be in the gym and get to the gym, like I'm very an advocate for Jimmy's safe place, because that's the first, that was the first time in the 6 years I've been to the gym that somebody like.
That's amazing. That's a really important message to put out there as well. Because one of my most popular blog posts is if you Google, I'm scared of going to the gym for the first time or anything to do with gym anxiety, then one of my posts comes up all about being scared about going to the gym. Yeah. And and why you shouldn't be scared of going to the gym, basically. And it's one of my most popular posts because so many people have that fear and worry. And many people think that they're going to be stigmatized. And the truth is, I personally feel like the environment can be stigmatizing, but necessarily the people in there isn't stigmatizing. Whereas most people are more scared of the people in there than they are necessarily the environment.
Mm-hmm. Have you been bullied in the gym?
All the time. I used to be. When I duetted your video or stitched it, whatever I did.
Yeah, you said.
Story, yeah, people used to always like flash their biceps at me. They used to always basically say, like it was subtle, but every day they'd say there are other personal trainers. They'd say you don't have big enough muscles to be in here. Why are you a personal trainer? You shouldn't be able to do it. And when I first started as a personal trainer, a lot of people used to just scoff at the fact a skinny guy like me could be a personal trainer.
But you as an individual, just being there, when people just come up to you and meet you and be like, why are you here? You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, nah. I can't remember an incident when that has happened, no, not at all. But then I'm a 6'4" bloke.
You're
so
not gonna
if someone's gonna have a go at me, they better damn well know they can. Not that I'm violent, but then they're probably gonna think twice. But if I was 5'4", they may well think it. But no, I can't say I've ever experienced that really. It's more to do with personal trainers being a personal trainer.
Yeah, I agree with personal trainers. Yeah, but as like a individual person going to the gym, I don't think anybody would, because that's what I mean. Out of the 6 years I went to the gym, this is the first time that happened. Yeah. Which is actually funny, because then a couple of days later, I'm trying to be like, I'm more going now at the gym. So, you know, if you go to the same time, you kind of see the same people, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So you kind of get friendly with them and blah, blah, blah.
To them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this guy just started a conversation with me a couple of weeks ago, and that week, I know, so it's a whole thing going on. He was like supposed to go out with a friend of mine, and he ended up being late. They didn't go out, and he was like talking to me, and he was doing lunges, and I wasn't mean about it, but the way I was like trying to help him do lunges, you know, I was like, okay, go, can you go, like, let me like help you, because guys don't usually like to do leg day. Like, okay, can you, like, here, so you do this, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think he got like offended that me would tell him like how to do a lunge, you know.
Right.
So I don't know, we were having a conversation, and he's like pulling up in his Instagram. He's like, oh, you sound like this guy, you know.
Yep.
So I was being like, you know, funny, you know, follow me. So I put my Instagram in. He looked at my page, he starts scrolling through it. He's like, you look so much better if you like lost a couple of pounds.
Oh, what an ass.
I was like, like, I usually don't care, but I'm like, yeah, and you will look better if you like stop skipping leg day. You know?
did you say that to him?
I did.
Good. What did he say back?
It's like, yeah, I'm trying, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's got all defended.
Yeah.
Well, and it's exactly funny. Right. And then yesterday, again, I see him, he's like sitting with the front desk people.
Mm.
And me and the front desk people are very like, become very friendly. So, like, I'm not the person to like be mean and stuff like that. So I'm like joking around, like I flicked them off, like, oh, fuck you, you know, peace out. Yeah. Instead of like, peace out, like, you know, like,
you're
like being very funny. And he's like shouted at me, like, oh, we hate you and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I was going out. He shouted like, oh, we hate you. And I come back in. I was like, oh, that's okay. I still love you guys, you know, like I was being raised. Sweet about it, because that annoys people more than
when
you respond with the same you know, side. It's like, no, we hate you, you know, you look like a basket. I was like, like, you know, like he's trying to insult me. It's like, yeah, a hot basket. And, you know, when I walked out, I was like, what is, like, so anyways, like, we're, like, drifting apart. But no, like, I think, like, I'm going to advocate for, like, gyms of safe space, because I feel, like, the important people that actually put in the work and show up, those know what it takes to just even show up.
Absolutely.
So I don't think, because this happened, like, I didn't post it to show you that, well, people bully at the gym. I posted it because I was like, look how I respond to it. Like, don't give one dime to people that, like, look down on you, you know?
Yep.
That was the point of view. I wasn't trying to scare people of not coming to the gym. I was
of course.
I was like, just ignore it. Like, okay.
Just deal with it, move on. Like, and yeah, essentially, like, essentially, not a lot happens, like, when something like that happens, right? Even if there is a comment. I find when people are at the gym, their imagination is really what's worrying them more than what's really going on. And that's, like, I've had clients in the gym doing step-ups and they've, like, slipped or they've fallen over, which isn't great. Like, obviously, people should stay safe, right? But we all fall over in the gym. I fell off a treadmill at 18 kilometers an hour once, right? And you don't, like, and whenever, like, this client, she was doing the step-ups and she fell. Her leg just got weak and she fell. Like, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't her fault. It was just one of those things. Like, she just had what, a bad day. It was one of those things. And she hit the floor and I went, stop. She went, what? I went, look. She went, what? I went, look around you. She went, what? I went, what's happened? And she looked at me and went, well, nothing. I went, exactly. No one cares. Like, I care because I'm here and I'm your personal trainer. You care because you're on the floor and I want to make sure you haven't hurt yourself. But no one else in the gym is even noticing what's happened. So, exactly. You know, all your fear of life and all your fear and worry of what people think of you and stuff like that, when you fall over, it's literally all in your brain. It's your own imagination being your worst enemy, unfortunately, which is a shame. And
it's funny. I do that. Like, I follow the time, but, like,
because
I'm usually in that room over there. So I try new things to see, like, what can I do next? So I was doing, like, I'm very scared of, like, jumping and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. You know? So anyways, I was doing, like, jump steps and I, like, tripped over and, like, hit the mirror, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's so funny to be, like, when you fall, like, it's a mistake, like, it happened, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, nobody saw, but, like, I was recording, so, like, I posted on my Instagram, like, look, I fell, you know? I was like, it's fine, like, these things happen, like, you know, just make fun of yourself. It's like, just normal. Part of your life.
It's normal, which is probably the most important thing. So, well, I'm very glad to hear that you haven't experienced too much weight stigmatization before in the gym and stuff. That's really, really
positive. Oh, yeah. Because that's what I mean. Like, I never seen her before and I haven't seen her since. So,
yeah. So that's really
for
the message,
one
right?
in a million. Yeah. So for one in a million cases that somebody might pick on you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to, like, achieve your goal. Just, like, be active because, like, somebody might pick on you. Like, you know,
it's like airplane syndrome, isn't it? It's like in the news, we only ever hear about the planes that crash. We've never heard about all of the millions of planes, like, each year that take off and land perfectly safe. And people get a fear of flying because of, like, the three news stories they saw over 10 years of these three planes crashing. And they ignore all of the stats of how safe plane travel actually is. So,
which is safer than cars, actually.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. So, Betty, I mean, it's been, like, over an hour, which is just awesome. And thank you so much for your time today. Like, it's been such a lovely chat with you.
We've been going up the subjects a lot, that's why.
That's all right. That's life. That's what podcasting is. I told you. You was worried about this, weren't you? And I was like, it's just a chat with a friend. You got nothing to worry about, all right? Just chill. It'll be fine.
Just worried because, like, when I, like, try to, like, talk to my Instagram, you know, I have to take a video. And I record at least 10 times because I'm trying to say something and something else comes out. And
one take.
Yeah.
Like, if you can learn to do it in one take, like, most of my TikToks and most of my Instagram videos are all one take. Like, do a sentence, stop it, do a sentence, stop it, do a sentence, stop it. But it's literally, I'm just trying to get it done in one take.
Mm-hmm. But which is better because it gets your first reaction, your first actual look. And once you do it a million times, you just become fake, you know.
And I'm a trained actor, so I'm trained to not let that happen, But if you're not a trained actor, then hopefully, yeah, that's more likely to happen.
What do you mean,
I'm a trained actor?
I'm a natural actor. This was all fake. I'm just doing it for the camera. I'll just go and crawl in the bed and cry that I'm fat. Nobody loves me. This is actually fake.
I really hope that's not true. I know you are. No, I mean, it's been a lovely, lovely conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add about kind of body positivity, or, you know, just tell people, you know, like any final thoughts on just go and get it done, be active, live your life, have fun, find that confidence.
You know,
I think you could be a really great role model for people who are struggling to find that. And I really, really think, like, you know, you've conquered it in a way that's so fulfilling and endearing, and impressive, like really impressive, that a lot of people could take from that.
Well, actually, you're the first person that, like, I've seen the, like, what you say, you're the first person that I've ever seen, like, supporting, just working out because you want to work out, supporting if you want to be skinny, fat, in between, just go work out because you want to work out or things like that.
I have a phrase.
Great. I was like, is it real? Is it just trying to, like?
So I do talk about losing weight a lot. Like, people can't deny that. Okay, but I have a thing that guides me, and it is you okay?
We'll be cool, Geneva. I'm gonna interview.
Okay, you're talking to your dad. So I have this thing in my life that is that guides me, and it's give people what they want in order to be able to give them what they need. So I'll talk about losing weight, and I'll educate people on a calorie deficit and what to do and things, so that they can then find me. They find that I know the solution to that, if that is their goal. And then once I start working with them, I can then start giving them really what they need. And what they need is all what we're talking about, is that self-empathy, is that understanding of who they are, is being productive, is enjoying an active lifestyle, as opposed to just focusing on losing weight. And that's a much more nuanced conversation. But you have to put one side forward. I have to give people what they want in order to be able to give them what they need. And that's really why I have that attitude to fitness.
Which is good, because, like, you know, most of people ask how to lose their weight. That's like 90% of people that go to the gym, that's their goal. So obviously you're going to put that contact, but it's one to, like, talk about it, talk facts and talk education. And it's one to, like, believe that it's okay not to want to lose weight, or it's okay not to want to be buff.
And I think most people ask about why they want to lose weight, or how do I lose weight? And they ask these questions so much simply because they don't know what else to ask. They don't know how to say, I just be active without worrying about losing weight? Is that something you can do? Or do you always have to be on this path of losing weight? Like, they don't know that that is possible. They don't know that's a real possibility in fitness. They don't know that you can lift weights without the goal of wanting to lose weight. And so they just don't know what else to go for. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to me. I, like, started to lose weight, but then I started to want to lose weight, but ended up finding fitness as a passion and just...
Yeah. Which is amazing. Is really what, as a personal trainer, as someone called the gym starter, is really what I'd love everyone to discover. I'd like them to think, you know, if they get involved because they want to lose weight first, but then they find a love of fitness, they find what an active lifestyle can be, they find how to live in balance, they improve their relationship with food. I wouldn't want any more for any human being in the world.
Yeah. And fitness, like, has so many, like, styles of fitness that you can do. You don't have to, like, everybody has to do weights, not everybody has to just do cardio and things like that. But I'm a very, like, because a lot of people, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to start, just show up. That's the first step. That's the, like, the hardest part of fitness.
How do I go to the gym? You go to the gym.
You get out of bed, take your keys, you drive,
and you go. You literally just go.
And you, like, go.
Yeah. How do I get back into the gym? You just get back in. It's that simple. And you just start again.
That's like, I, like, constantly say this, like, the hardest part is to, like, get out of bed. Because we all know we're, like, lying in bed, like, scrolling to TikTok, like, why don't you go to the gym? I'm so lazy. Like, just like once you're out of the house, it's so much easier. Just get up.
Absolutely. So
that was my problem too.
Betty, where can everyone find out more about you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Bethy Red, B-E-T-H-Y, Red. We had a full conversation why it's spelled that way, but we say Betty.
Betty.
I have Bethy.
So it's B-E-T-H-Y, Red, R-E-D, but it's pronounced Betty Red.
Yes. I have a Q&A on my YouTube explaining why it's Bethy and not Betty spelled.
Awesome.
I was 12, okay? You're cool.
Is Instagram the best place to find you?
Yes, that's my most active and most. I put all my livelihood on there. I'm trying to do YouTube, but
it's hard, isn't it? YouTube.
It's hard, but I'm not a very good time management. Okay. I put all my dedication into my Instagram, and then I kind of like forget to.
A lot of time.
I have other platforms. Yeah. I'm trying to quit my job to have time for this, but we'll see how that will play out.
So, I mean, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for the conversation. It's been an absolute joy to chat to you and to hear all about that. And I know that you don't even have to worry about it, because I know full well so many people who listen to this will get so much from it and will find your story so incredibly inspiring. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of all of my listeners' hearts, just thank you so much for your time, Betty. It really means a lot.
Oh, no problem. My absolute pleasure. It was a pleasure chatting with such a lovely man.
You're too sweet.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Fitness Solution. I really hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you learned something. And I really hope you go and support Betty Red, as she's a lovely person, full of love, joy, and gratitude for the world, which is always a good combination. Don't forget, if you want to get a month of free coaching from me, the Gym Starter, then all you have to do is head over to my website, put in an application to the Strong and Confident program, and I will be in touch with the details further from there. Or you can quite simply just drop me an email on adam@thegymstarter.com. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Have an amazing day. Ciao, ciao.